evening. Welcome to the Buck Stops here. I'm Vishnu Shom. Tonight, a Mumbai RJ, Malishka, who sang a parody song criticizing the Mumbai municipality over potholes in the city. Well, she's in a fair bit of trouble, and wow, what a reaction. The Shiv Sena, which runs the Brihanmumbai Municipal Corporation, threatened her radio network with a 500 crore defamation suit, and Malishka herself has been charged by the municipality for, get this, apparently breeding mosquitoes in her home. They say that, you know, I mean, one was not linked to the other. Anyway, social media is livid, so is the Shiv Sena, who says Malishka is killing the international image of the city. We ask, is this really about potholes in Mumbai, or is this about the freedom of expression, something we used to take for granted in this country?
Mumbai, tula BMC var bharosa nahi ka. Mumbai cha rasta madhe jhol jhol. Rastyanche khadde kase khol khol. Khaddyanche akar kase gol gol. Mumbai tu maya sang gol bol.
I'm at Tulsi Pipe Road. This is one of the busiest roads in the city, connecting Dadar to Lower Parel. But playing the starring role here, and perhaps part of the inspiration for RJ Malishka's song, is this pothole.
एक महीना भी नहीं हुआ ये रास्ता वापस खराब हो गया है.
An estimated 351 crores have been spent on Mumbai's road resurfacing works. This year, the budget is 1095 crores. But here again at Goregaon, the MMRDA has spent 13 crores on pothole repairs.
गड्ढे की वजह से गाड़ी को बहुत प्रॉब्लम होता है. गाड़ी का सस्पेंशन दब जाता है और टायर बियर भी खराब होते हैं.
Malishka, now the heroine of the anti-pothole movement currently in the US, says she has 6 more songs on the way. And Red FM, Malishka's channel, came out with yet another video, this time from a pothole.
RJ ko bolne se mat rok. Sonu, tujhe RJ pe bharosa nahi kya?
Nahi kya?
Sadke ye teri sari broke broke.
Broke broke.
Galiyon ki naliyan bhi chok chok.
Chok chok.
RJ ko bolne se mat rok.
The Shiv Sena continued to fumble.
Prashasan unke dhang se kaam kar rahi hai. और जब तुम एक किसी के ऊपर उंगली उठाते हो तो 3-4 उंगली अपनी तरफ आ जाती है. ये भी हर एक ने सोचना चाहिए और उसी तरह से बात करनी चाहिए.
But even the state BJP is backing Malishka. Today, the BMC is out there repairing potholes.
Mumbai has many of these potholes, and while repair works are taking place in some parts of the city, in many places, potholes like this continue to exist, making it a nightmare for commuters to travel through these roads. In Mumbai, Saurabh Gupta, NDTV.
So watch out. If you have a problem with potholes in your city, don't blame the municipality, because if you do, there could be a 500 crore defamation suit against you. And if you're in the media, wow, then you know your media network might be targeted as well. So is this really an issue of potholes? At one level, it certainly is, because let's face it, our potholes aren't, well, we have too many of them. Or is it an issue of freedom of expression, freedom of speech, those famous time-tested words that we used to take for granted? Joining us now to discuss this, Anil Dharkar, the writer and columnist. Thanks very much for being with us. Sandeep Singh, the author, also with us. Ajit Samant, the political analyst and social worker. Ashok Dathar, the transport expert. And with me here in the studio, Akash Banerjee, the vice president of Radio Mitchi. I'd like to thank all of you for joining us. Mr. Sandeep Singh, what was the problem? Really, sir, what was the problem of one RJ doing this parody on the BMC? Is it such a big deal that a 500 crore defamation suit had to be threatened on her network?
Personally, I like the song, and I think this is a response from a very stressed organization. BMC has been doing some good work, but yeah, potholes are an issue. Condition of potholes, what we used to see a few years back, from there it has improved, but not up to the mark. And the response has come from BMC is actually not in the good taste. And as I said, it is a response from a highly stressed organization. I guess it's a high time they got a humor officer or entertainment officer who tells them how to handle things in a nice way. I think Malishka took up the issue in a very nice way. And by putting a penalty like this, BMC admitted it a national or maybe an international issue, which could have been easily shoved under the or been sorted out by talking to the radio station. They could have taken the help of radio station to sort out this issue, because most of the potholes are an issue of poor quality of construction, but at the same time choking of roads, which is not only the responsibility of BMC but citizenship. I think BMC has handled it quietly, as I said, not the right way. I think they are a highly stressed organization.
Well, we are joined also by Ajit Sawant at this stage. Mr. Sawant, can you hear me? Mr. Sawant, was it really necessary for the Shiv Sena, for the BMC, to put a 500 crore defamation suit threat against this radio network?
But as far as the notice is concerned, I think it is a regular feature, because from January onwards, they have inspected around more than 58 lakhs houses. And the action was taken against the 8,000 notices were issued to 8,000 houses, and 432 people were prosecuted, and the 20 lakhs penalty has been collected.
No, sir, I am not talking about mosquito breeding. I'll talk about mosquito breeding later on. I am talking about whether, because she sang a parody, Malishka deserved to be given, her network deserved to be threatened with legal action, yes or no?
No, that is what I said. See, two junior counselors have written the letters and asked for the legal action, which is a very childish act. That is what I mentioned.
Okay, so you don't believe, you believe the Shiv Sena and the BMC were wrong in doing this?
No, as far as the notice is concerned, BMC was absolutely right, because dengue is a serious threat to human life, and action needs to be taken, you know, and the larva was found in the inspection.
So, but sir, do you think it's a mere coincidence?
Right spirit, I believe.
Sir, do you think it's a mere coincidence? She writes this, the BMC questions her, and then a short while later, there is this dengue inspection that takes place and she is found guilty of that. Do you think it is a mere coincidence, sir?
It's a mere coincidence, and targeting BMC about that action will be, you know, the morale of the officials who take this serious action will be down because of this criticism, you know, because the action needs to be taken against the mosquito breeding spots.
I don't think so, you know.
But sir, before I go across to the rest of my panelists, is the Shiv Sena okay about parodies being sung about the Mumbai municipality? Because there are six of them also coming now from the same person.
It was worth ignoring, and Shiv Sena should have ignored that parody, you know. Shiv Sena should have ignored that parody. But the junior councillors have written to the municipal commissioner for the legal action. No senior leader has asked for that, for such action. And the action which has been taken as notice, as far as the notice issued to the Malishka's mother is concerned, it's a regular feature, I think.
Okay.
The campaign is going on from January onwards. And okay. In the past, such notices have been issued to many celebrities in Mumbai city.
Anil Dharkar, do you really see this to be a coincidence that she was targeted with this mosquito or dengue breeding issue at the same time when she was threatened by some Shiv Sena officials?
Well, you know, it's. I think the whole thing is such a joke because we live in a city which is the richest city in the country, the financial capital of the country. And the roads, I mean, forget the potholes, the roads during the whole of the year are the worst possible roads you can imagine. You can look at it another way, and you can say the municipal corporation is generates a lot of employment, because the tires of cars are in a bad condition. The springs, the suspensions, they need repairs all the time. Therefore, the Shiv Sena, which is ruling the BMC, is actually generating employment. That's one way of looking at it. I'll give you an interesting statistic. In the first 3 weeks of July, 414 potholes on the Western Express Highway were repaired. 214 potholes on the Eastern Express Highway were repaired in the first 3 weeks of July. Now, what does that mean? That there were so many potholes.
Right.
I mean, isn't that incredible? Now, when you have a situation like this and someone makes fun of it, you go and attack that person. Where are your priorities?
Right.
Your priority should be on looking at what
on
is
the
wrong
road,
with
not
the city
on targeting people who are just expressing themselves.
And not go after people who make fun
okay,
of it.
Okay, Akash, despite.
Let me tell you, all of us who live in Bombay make
yes,
fun
sir.
Of this situation all the time.
Right. Akash, let me ask you this. Despite what Mr. Sawant said, there is a corporator from Wadala, Mr. Ghole, who said, and I quote, "The BMC's legal department will decide what action is best suited in this case. The song has hurt the city's efforts at attracting foreign investment, right, and global talent. The civic body can either file a defamation suit or issue a warning. This is so serious that foreigners may stop coming." Basically, that's the...
I'm first and foremost worried about Anil right now because he talked about tires and suspension. Sir, just watch out. You might find some larvae in your own house. The problem really is that who is going to ask questions anymore? I just can't get it. Politicians can't ask questions. Students, if they ask questions, then they are JNU anti-national. Media can't ask questions anymore. Now, even comedians and satirists can't make a song.
Right.
Where is your sense of priority, sir? The point is very clear. Somebody is making a civic, simple joke. You can't take that. You can't take criticism. You are in public life. You are doing something for the city. And it is not a question of morals. You better be strong. And obviously, your moral is weaker than the roads. Because
right.
you have to be stronger than that.
Mr. Sawant, do you want to respond to that? You know, it's not just a one-off over here. There was the comedian Kapil Sharma. He was served a notice for illegal construction after he complained in a tweet that BMC officials were taking a bribe. Right. After that, so there is a precedent for this. And there is another precedent which has also taken place in the case of an NGO which was actually speaking out against the BMC. They have also been threatened. So the NGO Praja that audits civic schemes and corporator performances, they had a report on malnutrition in civic schools. The BMC has threatened legal action against the NGO. So what is the bottom line over here? If you criticize the BMC, they threaten to take you to court. And that's a good case scenario.
No. First of all, we must study this whole issue in two parts. One is demand of 500 crores defamation notice to be given by the BMC to Malishka. That is one which I said it is a childish act. Another is notice issued as far as the mosquito breeding is concerned at her house. Okay. So as far as breeding, that particular notice is concerned, it is a regular feature. And if you see the rules, the 381B, see, it entails only hardly 2,000 rupees penalty.
No, I accept that. Mr. Sawant, I accept that. Fine. Let's just assume that it was a coincidence and, you know, all of that happened. I'm asking you about the larger issue. I have named, there are three specific cases which I brought forward. This Malishka's case and two other cases where if people complained about the BMC run by the Shiv Sena, then they get in trouble, they are threatened by defamation. Is it acceptable?
No, it is, of course it is not acceptable, but then that also needs to be seen whether violation was there. In this Malishka's case too, or Kapil Sharma's case, the violation was there. One cannot deny that.
Okay, so you keep coming back to the mosquito issue. I'm talking about the larger issue about whether the Shiv Sena is willing to tolerate some form of dissent or expression. But Mr. Dathar, let us look at the issue of potholes and the condition of Mumbai's roads. Was Malishka exaggerating this beyond words? Was she completely wrong? Is the Shiv Sena, some leaders of theirs who apparently represent their voice but not the voice of other leaders in their own party, were they entirely wrong? What is the condition of roads in Mumbai as far as this pothole menace is concerned? Mr. Dathar.
I would say conditions of road this year is a slightly better than it was very bad in last few years, but that is hardly any satisfaction.
Mm-hmm.
I think what Malishka said was quite right, and I feel very sorry that Mumbai has shown in a very poor light by BMC that it has a very low tolerance of humor. But on the other hand, I think it's a good idea that people realize what kind of a sensitive or what kind of a sense of humor BMC accept. And I think it really hits the administration or political management hard. And I think it's a good thing that it has become a wider issue. I'm very, very happy, and it's quite a exaggerated and sort of a very mad-like response for this very healthy criticism.
Mr. Sandeep Singh, would you agree that...
It is really...
Okay, so Mr. Sandeep Singh, would you agree that the Shiv Sena has got it wrong? Because if you look at the social media response, there are so many people who have come in support of Malishka saying you've done exactly the right thing. She says she's going to come out with 6 more songs. So is this move, this you know, I mean, not being willing to accept dissent, is this something that has backfired terribly on the Shiv Sena and the BMC?
Yeah, see, I liked Malishka's song. I look forward to her other 6 songs also. And for BMC and Shiv Sena, all I can say is that they are much bigger institution or organization, and they should grow above it, and they should withdraw the complaint or the notice what they have sent. And that will be a much better way of handling the situation. And rather, they should call Malishka to cover if they have done good work to make a song out of that. I'm sure she will do that, and the radio station will also love to do
so
that.
So is that the obligation that, you know, Malishka needs to... Malishka can... it's not really okay if she criticizes, but if she wants to praise, then that is okay.
Yeah. I'm not putting her in any obligation. I'm just putting it, how do you sort this issue rather than, you know, making it a bigger and more embarrassing for everybody as a citizen of Bombay or, you know, as a sympathizer for a BMC or a Shiv Sena. It doesn't look good, you know.
Okay.
So it needs to be solved as early as possible, and they must realize they are an institution which are much bigger, and they should not. It looks pretty, actually. You know, if somebody has made a complaint, you go and file a huge defamation suit on that, because they are there as a custodian or guardian of the citizens of this city, and they need to respond like that.
Akash, is this, you know, I mean, it's not limited to the Shiv Sena. I mean, the numbers and the statistics are absolutely crazy. 54 journalists have been attacked in the last 16 months through 2016 in the first quarter of 2017. People are attacked, institutions are attacked, people are threatened, legal cases are pursued if you push institutions beyond a point. So that's the larger issue over here. It goes well beyond the Shiv Sena.
You know, I'm beginning to see a shift. You can criticize students, you can criticize political parties. You know, when you start attacking comedians, something is going to crack, and that's why we've seen the Mumbai police take back the FIR as far as the dog filter is concerned. Yeah. So AIB is now technically off the hook. Of course, they will be pursued in other ways. But the fact is that when you start attacking a Kapil Sharma for one tweet, and then they become very, very smooth in the action, then the action is almost there. It's all a coincidence, and people are supposed to accept all this bunkum. The fact is, today the situation is, be it the media, be it the students, be it politicians, you are attacking now comedians. That is what it has come down to. And I think somewhere down the line, people are beginning to realize that enough is enough.
Mr. Dharkar, is that your sense as well, that perhaps in a very small way, the outrage that we have seen on social media in this particular case wasn't in favor of the Shiv Sena or the, quote-unquote, the institutions per se? It was common citizens saying, enough is enough. Please respect our right to criticize. Is this a change or it's too early?
Well, you know, I think a very disturbing trend in our country, and Mumbai is now part of it, is that there is no tolerance of any criticism. And basically what you're saying is, let's shoot the messenger. Now, the bad news in Bombay is about the state of the roads. It's something which every citizen experiences on a daily basis. The citizen is not a member of the... It doesn't matter whether his politics is Shiv Sena or BJP or Congress or whatever. It's the experience of the citizen. He's experiencing the bad roads on a daily basis. Now, if you criticize this, which we do in our daily talk, it is but natural. And instead of addressing that, you're attacking the people who are criticizing you. I think it's a very disturbing trend. It is now a national malaise, and either the authorities get after you by bringing up these notices against you, trying to stifle your criticism, or the trolls get at you.
Right.
In the case of other criticism, there are trolls which abuse you in the most vicious way. So I think we're getting into a state in this country, and I think this is a very, very disturbing trend, of being overtly wanting to silence any kind of criticism. We just want to silence criticism.
Right.
And I think the media really should fight against this in the strongest possible way.
We're trying certainly to do that. We're completely out of time as far as this discussion is concerned. And Mr. Dharkar, I think Akash's advice is well worth heeding. You should make sure that you don't have any dengue breeding centers in plants in your garden or something. So after this program, perhaps you should check. But in the meanwhile, I'd like to thank all of you very much for joining us. Yeah.